This is the local VK5 news segment, and let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. The 2018 ARB Pines Enduro has been run and won for another year, and what an event it was. As usual, the attrition rate was high, as is to be expected with such high speeds and the extreme levels of concentration required to be there at the finish. With Sunday's final stage being 6 laps of the approximately 60km course, and with speeds up to around 180km an hour, drivers and navigators need to be at the top of their game, and the penalty for a lapse in concentration is usually a rollover or broken suspension or at least a flat tyre or two, and many succumb to that fate. One local driver gets the award for grit and determination, as after 5 flat tyres and a broken drive shaft left him with only two-wheel drive, he and his navigator still managed to not only finish but win their class as well. A fabulous effort. Our members again did a sterling job, with some excellent video footage relayed back to the girls in the video switching hut being sorted and sent to the big screen near the pits. Well done, Kate, Diana, and the two young lads, Isaac and Ethan. These young volunteers did a terrific job all weekend, skillfully guided by Andrew, VK5KET. The video footage was live streamed onto the World Wide Web, and although the available bandwidth limited the quality at times, as a first-time amateur effort, it was very well received here and overseas. Congratulations to Charles, VK5HD, and his team for a great result. Sunday saw 6 video cameras in action around the quarry, with 2 cameras out in the field transmitting back to the video hut via wireless streaming. A fabulous effort. Our attention now turns to our next community effort, which is to provide the communications for a car rally to be held in the forest just east of Mount Gambier on the evening of Saturday the 6th of October. This will be on a much smaller scale than the Pines Enduro, but our members enjoy this sort of event just as much. Conditions are more relaxed, and usually we have a fire to sit round in between calling car numbers back to event control, and a bit of company to have a yarn with. Our club almoner, David, VK5HDW, has been busy and is putting together a small team of volunteers to help any of our older members who may need a bit of a hand to repair an antenna, climb a tower, or just ensure that their station is functioning efficiently. Well done, David. We do have one member who at 80 years of age is just thinking of giving the tower climbing away as being a bit of a risk. Hi, hi. Just keep in mind that if you are in the area, put out a call on our very extensive repeater network and say good day. Someone will almost always answer you and have a bit of a chat about local attractions, etc. The same goes for our club meetings. We love having visitors. We meet on the first and third Friday of each month, except December and January, in our excellent club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre in O'Hara and Tallis, Mount Gambier. Please note, though, that our next business meeting will be held at the Somerset Hotel in Millicent on Friday the 19th of October in support of our many Millicent Club members. That brings us up to date for this week. As always, our members would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD. With another edition of the news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night's tech night was a great success. There were lots of members there busily constructing their QCX kits, and there's a few more tech nights still remaining devoted to this project. So the next one will be held on Friday the 26th of October. So come along and work away on your QCX kit again. And the next general meeting will be held on Friday the 12th of October. So come along and see what's happening in the club on that night. And remember, tea and coffee and soft drinks are available, and everybody usually has a very good time. So I hope to see you there. Now, we've got a very special news item today, and I'll hand you over to Charlie, VK5VC, to tell you all the details. So take it away, Charlie.
Thanks, Liz. Some may remember that the Northeast Radio Club had previously built a slow Morse training beacon that ran for many years. The beacon has now had a brain transplant in that the previous code generator has been replaced with a Raspberry Pi for the control functions and code generation. The original transmitter chain is still being used, but it has had a major tune-up. The beacon uses the call sign VK5VF and is under test from a temporary site running 15 watts on a frequency of 145.650 in the FM mode. The beacon generates its Morse in plain language. Periodically, the Adelaide weather forecast is sent as well. You can decode the CW using programs like CWGET and FLDigi to check if you are copying it correctly. The Northeast Radio Club would like to thank Paul, VK5PH, for driving the project, Kerry, VK5CD, for the many hours spent setting up and programming the Raspberry Pi, Rod, VK5ZRK, for reworking the transmitter chain, and Trevor, VK5ATQ, and Charlie, VK5VC. Reports can be sent to Paul by using the email vk5ph@wia.org.au. Back to you, Les.
Well, thank you very much for that very interesting information, Charlie. We hope to hear you again sometime. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The following is an extract from the introduction page of our new website, which is under construction by Graham, VK5WX. The Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club members are a diverse bunch of amateur radio operators based around the city of Elizabeth, north of Adelaide, South Australia. Our members have various interests. Several are on LF at 137 and 475 kHz. Most use HF despite the situation with the sunspots. VHF has 50 MHz and 144 MHz active. UHF has 432 MHz, 1296 MHz and 2.4 GHz very active. SHF has 3 GHz, 5 GHz and 10 GHz active. EHF has several members building 24 GHz, 47 GHz, 76 GHz and 122 GHz equipment. Light Communications has become the latest high interest subject, with two of our members having set the VK5 record for voice comms on homemade light transmitters and receivers, and the national record for data transmission. Well done, chaps. Digital ATV. The club has decided to begin building a digital amateur TV transmitter and site at the old Elizabeth Water Tower. The frequency is 445.5 MHz, and this can be found on almost all modern TVs. Testing has begun in Elizabeth. Our club room is at the Grove venue, 5 Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 5112, and the postal address is P.O. Box 8, Elizabeth 5112, SA. Every Sunday morning at 0900, the rebroadcast of the WIA News on 1.843 MHz LSB and the VK5 RLZ repeater 439.975 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone with callback. There will probably be some digital ATV transmissions at the same time on 445.5 MHz, and this is a standard DTV channel. The first Wednesday of the month are business meetings. Doors are open at 19:30 hours for a 20:00 hour start. Second Wednesday of the month, we meet on air at 20:00 hours on our 2-meter repeater, VK5RLZ, 146.625 MHz with no tone. The third Wednesday of the month are the tech nights, and we usually have a guest speaker. Doors open at 19:30 hours for a 20:00 hour start. Fourth Wednesday of the month, we meet on air at 20:00 hours on 3.620 MHz SSB plus or minus QRM. Every Friday night at 2000 hours has a 2 meter single sideband SCED on 144.150 SSB. There is an informal morning tea net at exactly 10 a.m. on our 70 centimeter repeater VK5RLZ 439.975 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz tone, which is on the old Elizabeth Water Tower near Edinburgh. Steve VK5AIM is at home after his sojourn in the hospital and is recovering slowly under the eagle eye of Sue. It appears that he did not give birth to an alien after all. We wish you well and good recovery, Steve. The October Tech Night will be on digital modes. The November Tech Night will be a test equipment operations. The December Tech Night will be the EARC Christmas function. The 21st and 22nd of October will be the club's involvement in JOTA. VK5VAB and VK5AOS are coordinating. On Wednesday last, at the NERC coffee shop gathering, my education with the ASU FT2D Digital Fusion Radio continued. I know now that I can have a band scope on the screen and also have GPS and APRS running, although the last two items are a heavy drain on the battery. The next general meeting is on Wednesday the 3rd of October, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. The club is organising a microwave activity day for Sunday the 14th of October. Aside from testing equipment in preparation for the upcoming VHF-UHF field day, it will also provide an opportunity for anyone interested in the microwave bands to come and see what it's all about. We hope to have operators working from three sites, one north, one south, and one east of the CBD. The exact locations will be advised closer to the date. The equipment in use on the day will cover all amateur bands from 1296 MHz to 76 GHz. To register interest or just to be kept up to date with the details, send an email to mad@earc.org.au. Thank you very much, and look forward to seeing you again soon. 7-3s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is David, VK5 Kilo Charlie, on behalf of the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Not long now to the annual buy and sell. Will be held at the Goodwood Community Centre as usual. Doors open for sellers from 7 a.m. Doors to the sale hall from 9:30 a.m. Sunday, November the 11th, there will be a minute silence at 11 a.m. for Remembrance Day. So secure your table now. Send an email to me, vk5kilocharlie@wia.org.au, and Roy, vk5nrg@wia.org.au. Be sure to send us both one, then we won't forget your table booking. So that's Sunday, November the 11th. Not long now, book your table for the buy and sell. Tables are going fast. Thanks for listening. This is David, VK5 Kilo Charlie, for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 12th of October. The next social morning at the Shack will be on Saturday the 13th of October. Thursday the 18th of October general meeting will be the second members show and tell for this year. We had so many wanting to participate in the first show and tell, we're having another one, so we do not have to leave anyone out. The famous Ahas buy and sell for 2018 will be held on Sunday the 11th of November at the usual venue, the Goodwood Community Centre, Rosa Street, Goodwood. More details soon. I'm still looking for volunteers to carry out two important tasks for AHARS. The first of these is for members to assist with a JOTA event on Saturday the 20th of October 2018. We've been approached by the Girl Guides to run this event at the Shack. This one-day event will operate from 9am to 4pm, and we are planning to have a simple STEM exercise and two or three operating radios at the Shack. As HF propagation is very poor, we would like to have some members coming up on air on HF, 40 metres, try 7085 megahertz, and on 2 metres either via the repeater or a simplex channel of 146.45 megahertz. We're also looking for a volunteer to take over writing the AHARS notes for the WIA amateur radio newsletter. This involves taking notes during the meeting or using the secretary's notes and taking some photos. The text file and the accompanying photos are then sent to WIA for inclusion in amateur radio. If you're prepared to help out AHARS with these important functions, please contact Trevor, VK5NIX, details further down the broadcast. When the tower and repeater refurbishments have been finished, we will be converting the other shed at the Shack site to a clean and secure storage for the Girl Guides, much like we did with our Shack several years ago. We will need our great work crew once again, and if you can be available, please contact Trevor, VK5NIX, preferably by email at tmolde@internode.on.net. Trevor has asked that you make sure you identify your message as being for AHARS so it does not get lost in his junk mail. You can also phone Trevor on 8235-0634 and leave a message. The AHARS Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday in the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. These sessions run from 9 o'clock in the morning till about midday. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of the month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. General meetings are not held in the month of December and January. The hall is opened at 7pm and meetings usually start about 7.30. Every Monday night at 8pm, the weekly Club Net is held on the VK5RAD repeater, 147MHz, with a minus 600kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you cannot listen to this broadcast live on Sunday mornings, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. Click on the link to the WIA broadcast and you will find there are some MP3 files there. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.